And a beautiful rendition of our national anthem performed by members of the Menominee Choir right at the 50-yard line on this artificial turf surface at UW Stout. By the way, some of the members of that choir decked out in some athletic garb. They're members of athletic teams. This is homecoming weekend once again here in Menominee, and a couple of the members of that choir have to point it out here. They're members of the soccer team. You can tell they're members of the soccer team, the boys' soccer team. They've got their jerseys on. We don't know how this game will play out in front of us, but last night the Memorial soccer team bulldozed the Menominee soccer team. No carryover whatsoever between the two, but regardless of what happens tonight, Memorial can at least claim they got something this week against Menominee. Well, Memorial and Menominee tonight, and for Memorial trying for their first win of the year. One thing Menominee has done well this year, those they've beaten the teams they should, they've lost to those that maybe are at their level or better, but they've taken care of business, and if they are going to, one, assure themselves a playoff spot, and two, get a home game in the playoffs, this is a game they have to win. Meanwhile, for Memorial and for Tom Westcott in his second season as head coach, got to start stacking up wins at some point. Easier said than done. Memorial will be without Marcus Holmberg tonight, who's been one of the top passing quarterbacks in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. He is in street clothes opposite of us. Has his jersey on, but he's got shorts on and no pads. He's not playing. Aaron Gunlock, who was a starting quarterback as a junior last year, he'll be back as the starting quarterback tonight as a senior. He has shifted to wide receiver this year, so it's not as though he's unfamiliar with the offense. Menominee won the toss. They've elected to receive. Memorial will kick off. Memorial down to our left, boot the ball off to our right here in a moment. Kellen Brown does the kicking duties. It is an idealistic late September evening, temperatures in the low 70s, no humidity, and there's just a little bit of a crispness, a hint of crispness in the air as the sun sets. It's not cool by any stretch of the imagination, but you can still tell that fall is creeping around the corner in a nice way. The lights are on, the sun has set, Kellen Brown is lined up. Back to return for Menominee are three guys. In between the three is DJ Butler. A lot of try to avoid getting the ball to Butler's hand. Brown, the lefty, will swing the leg, and the ball is end over end to Butler, who scoops it up, actually bobbles it at his 10, then hands it to Charlie Meixel going far side. Gets to the numbers, the 20. He's able to skip away from a tackle at the ankles, but then is wrapped up and thrown out of bounds right around his 20-yard line, and that's where Menominee will start. Menominee, year to year, their offense is based on their personnel. Last year, they had a very good quarterback in Brady Johnson and a wide receiver in Isaac Ellison. They passed a little more. This year, not as much. Aaron Howard and Taylor Mars, their quarterbacks, have combined to throw a total of 34 passes. That's it. DJ Butler will get the bulk of the carries. Luke Pember, you'll hear his name called a lot. And Menominee has run the ball successfully. Memorial has struggled to stop the run this year. Aaron Howard, under center, the junior. In the backfield, DJ Butler, first and 10 from their 20, ball at the far hash. Hand off to Butler. Butler gets met in the backfield, lunges ahead, and gets a couple of yards there. Memorial had good penetration on that, as Nick Ludowski, the senior, had gotten through there and almost had him wrapped up at the ankles for no gain, but Butler was able to slither his way ahead for 4 yards to his 24. Second and 6. Howard under center. Pitch coming wide to the near side. Max Erickson turns the edge. He's got the first down past the 30 at the numbers, beyond the 35 before he's wrapped up and pinned by Ludowski. Nick Ludowski making his name early on in this one for Memorial, but it's first and 10 for Menominee at their own 37-yard line. Menominee quickly up to the ball. Howard under center, bunched up formation. Turns, hands to the Butler, tried to see if something developed. Still on his feet as he makes one man miss, coming to the near side. Darts ahead, past the 40, and gets out of the 44. Missed tackles galore for the Memorial Old Ames. Memorial was like, they were like, it was like they were trying to eat soup. All right, and every time they brought the spoon to their mouth, mouth, all of the filling fell off, and all they got was broth. A number of opportunities to bring him down for no gain. He ended up getting six. Now a bulldozing carry up the middle for Menominee. Brings the ball past the 50-yard line into plus territory to the 48. And a first down again for Menominee. Luke Pember on that carry. Just underway, 0-0. But Menominee driving on the ground. Hand off Bower through the right side, lowers the shoulder, knocks over a Memorial defender. Brings the ball inside the 40-yard line for a gain of eight. And it'll be second down and a long two just inside the 40 of Memorial. Howard, again, quickly up with the ball. Boy, Menominee definitely going through the scripted plays early on. Around the left side, turning the edge, Max Erickson. He's got the first down inside the 35 to the Memorial 33. And it's first and 10 again for Menominee. This is just simple football, simple running football with a three-man backfield. Pember, power run up the middle on the dive play. Will bring it 5, maybe 6 yards to the Memorial 28-yard line. And Menominee again quickly up to the ball. Really knows nothing special with this. This is spaghetti and meatballs as far as the offensive plays go. There's nothing that's special about it, but it's filling the belly as Pember, on the second down and 5, carries up the middle, just shy of the first down. He gains 4.5, and it'll be third down and a short one at the Memorial 24. Again, Pember up the middle has the first down. He brings it inside the 20 to the 19, and there's no chance at all for this Memorial defense right now. Off the ball, the Menominee line is already pushing them 3-4 yards back.
First and 10.
For Menominee at the 19-yard line. Butler through the left side of the line, scratches away a defender, brings it inside the 15 before he's pancaked by Ryan Schultz, who had 10 tackles a week ago for Memorial in that heart-wrenching loss to North. A gain of 5, though, and it's second down and 5 for Menominee at the 14-yard line. As they're sniffing the end zone. Pitch goes to Butler, wide to the far side, along the numbers, inside the 10, has the first down, and 3 old Abes are needed to bring him down, led by Nick Ludowski again, but it'll be first and goal to go for Menominee at the 6-yard line. Nothing here is surprising. It's like knowing that Tuesday's taco night, and when you come home, your wife has made tacos. None of this is surprising to Memorial as far as the plays being called by Menominee. Carry up the middle by Pember. He's nearing the end zone, moving the pile. But the pile will stall out at the 1-yard line. It'll be second and goal at the 1-yard line. And again, Menominee wasting no time at all there. All right, they're like a kid who got the present they wanted on Christmas morning, and they want to play with it right away before breakfast. Second and goal to go from the 1. Carry to Butler. Butler will walk right on into the end zone through the right side. Touchdown for Menominee. They lead 6-0 with 7:58 left in the first quarter. That was a in-your-face drive. That was the type of drive that for Menominee, they can kind of flex a little bit. Entirely on the ground, no sugar at all. That was simply protein right there. All steak, and nothing fancy with that steak. And now Menominee is going to bring on a kicker. Everett Paulson is going to kick. This is the first extra point attempt that Menominee has tried all year. They almost always go for 2. Good snap, Paulson, right-footed kick is up, and the kick is good, so Paulson kicks the extra point, and Menominee out to the 7-0 lead, 7:58 left in the first quarter. It's Memorial ball when we come back. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer. With the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keith from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Well, for the Memorial Old Abes, if Tom Westcott's team's going to pull off the upset, they knew and they know they're going to have to score a lot of points. So the fact that Menominee has scored right away and taken a 7-0 lead, 7:58 into the ball game, is not, if you're going to write the script of pulling off the upset, something that cannot be rewritten. Just makes it a little more difficult. Memorial, if they're going to win, it's going to be about the offense. Everett Paulson to kick it away from Memorial for a Menominee, I should say, drills the ball down to our left, taken by an up man for Memorial. He didn't kick it all that deep. He kicked it high, but not all that deep. Taken by an up man at the 20-yard line, and the ball is brought out past the 35, out near the 37. So good field position for the Old Abes as they will take over at their own 37-yard line, and we'll see Aaron Gunlock in at quarterback for Memorial. He was the quarterback again last season, shifted to wide receiver this year. A very good pitcher and outfielder on the Old Abes baseball team. He's in the shotgun. This has always been a passing offense. He'll hand it, though, to Zach Johnson, who tries to go through the left side. He's wrapped up, walled off, thrown back, no gain. Garrett Witt, the linebacker, in on the tackle. It'll be second and 10. Memorial's had a hard time generating anything on the ground, even to keep teams honest in the passing game. Gunlock the pass now. He is a lefty. Throws a short pass on the mouth, picked off at the line of scrimmage. The ball then comes free. It's on the deck. Menominee will fall back on top of it anyway. Picked off by Jake Anderson at the line of scrimmage as Gunlock threw it right to him. And then Anderson, as he started to stutter his way up the field a couple of yards, got sideswiped. The ball dropped right down. But Menominee was able to fall right back on top of the ball. And Menominee will have it first and 10 at the Memorial 33-yard line. Gunlock, a left-handed thrower. And again, he's a good baseball thrower, but he did not get much with that throw there. It's almost as though he was shot-putting the ball, and it went only a couple yards beyond the line of scrimmage and right into the chest of Jake Anderson. Jake Anderson says, "Ooh, I've earned myself a homecoming dance with the sweetheart after that one." First and 10 for Menominee at the plus 33. They already lead 7-0, 7.5 to go. Off the snap, it's pitched to the near side. DJ Butler's got room to run along the numbers. Inside the 25, inside the 20, and spun down right around the 20-yard line. That was nearly a big play, though, for Memorial. They had busted containment, and somebody got to Howard just as he was pitching the ball, but Howard was able to get the pitch away nonetheless. Here's Pember now on first and 10 from the 20, and Pember just right up the middle is dragging guys with him like he's a lint roller, and you've got a suit that's been set on by a dog. He's dragging guys with him. He gets 9 yards. It's second and 1 from the 11 for Menominee. Here's a pitch now to, there's a break for Memorial. It was a pitch to Erickson, Max Erickson, coming wide to the near side, but he slips on the turf, slips on the synthetic surface here, and he's marked down after a 4-yard loss. So now it becomes third down and a long 4 from inside the 15 for Menominee. Howard, play action, rolling far side, throws, catch made, first down inside the 5 and drilled at the 4-yard line, Luke Pember. So Howard, with the play action pass, rolled out to his right, the far side, hit Pem, and there wasn't a single Old Abe who was within the entire UW-style campus around him. And Pember brought down after the first down reception at the 4. First and goal to go from the 4. Carry goes to Butler. Butler able to shimmy his way past one tackler at the line of scrimmage and high step his way into the paint. It's a touchdown again for Menominee, and they lead 13-0 with 6:05 left in the first quarter. DJ Butler, his second touchdown run of this game, his 5th rushing touchdown of the season. And the Old Abes out to the 13-0 lead as Paulson on for the extra point. And give Menominee credit. If you are going to snuff out any type of comeback effort, or any type of upset effort, I should say, this is what you do. Paulson's extra point, though, is kicked into the line of scrimmage. Paulson, the sophomore, drilled it too low. In fact, he almost hit practically a ground ball back into the line of scrimmage. So the kick is no good. However, the Menominee Mustangs able to convert the interception thrown by Memorial into points. And Menominee now with the 13-0 lead with 6:05 remaining in the first quarter. This is not how you draw up an upset bid if you're the Old A's, but they will get the ball when we come back, and we'll see if they're able to settle the tummies a little bit and move the ball on offense. Right after this, you're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Menominee kicking the ball back to Memorial as we picked up here by Jace Larson. Larson will move the ball out to the 30-yard line for Memorial. So Memorial will start just beyond their 30-yard line at the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Memorial there. Already 13-0 Menominee. With 5:59 remaining in the first quarter, Scott Montesano with you on a gorgeous Friday night in western Wisconsin. Just a little hint of coolness, but still short sleeves and shorts weather. Maybe a light jacket as the sun has gone down. Aaron Gunlott to pass, throw high, far side short, and into his bench out of bounds. Gunlock was going for Ben Strayer, who's been Marcus Holmberg's favorite target this year. Again, no Holmberg, who has been a little bit of a revelation this year for Memorial, but he's out with an injury. Carry by Zach Johnson up the middle, scraping away defenders, brings it past the 35 out to his own 39-yard line, a gain of eight. But there is a flag that was thrown down. Did he maybe draw a horse collar or a face mask? Let's see. It was dropped by the umpire in the middle of everything, and that will be a face mask. You can sometimes tell what the penalty will be by who dropped it. So if you get the white cap dropping a flag in the backfield, usually that means there's a roughing the passer. If you get the umpire, that's the guy right in the middle of the slop, dropping it, that's sometimes a sign of a face mask at this level. So tack on an extra 15 yards, and the Old Abes now are out to the Memorial, to the Menominee 46-yard line. First and 10 for the Old Abes. And now the plus 46-yard line. Zach Johnson again through the right side of the line. Gains a couple. That'll be it. Second down and eight for the Old Abes. Aaron Gunlock in the shotgun. Belly handoff to Zach Johnson. Johnson gets popped, stays on his feet. Weebles wobble, don't fall down. Spins his way for a hard-earned 3 yards. And it'll be third down and five from the 41. The Old Abes will sugar in their step, not huddling up. They're right back to the line. Three wideouts, two far side, one of the near side. Gunlock looking the pass. Now he's under duress in the backfield. He'll be met, stood up, and, well, they'll blow the play dead as he gets bear-hugged and can't go any further. Kellen Turner will get credited for the sack as Kellen Turner came in and, like a grandmother seeing her grandkids for the first time in a year, he had his arms wrapped around him and wasn't going to let him go anywhere. And moves the ball back to the 50-yard line and sets up a fourth down and 14. Gunlock here to pooch kick, and now will send a high bouncing kick that lands the 15, rolls inside the 5. It's going to slow up there, and the Old Abes will have a chance to deaden it, and will. They'll deaden the ball at the 4-yard line.
Where Menominee will start first and 10.
Aaron Gunlock with a nice punt there at the 50-yard line, able to bounce it on this synthetic turf at the 20, and it took an Old Abe's roll inside of the Menominee 5 and deadened at the 4. Well, Menominee will get the ball back, leading 13-0 with 4:20 to play in the first quarter. And this has been a rough matchup so far for the Old Abe's. We knew coming in Mario really has struggled in ground play. They've struggled running the ball. They have struggled to stop the run. They have been out-muscled at the line of scrimmage. Their best shot to win games is more of an aerial attack. And for the Old Abes, arguably, they don't have their best fighter pilot for an aerial attack today with Marcus Holmberg, the quarterback, unable to go. First and 10 for Menominee at their four-yard line. No surprise here, a carry trying to go off the right side. He'll gain a couple of yards past the five out to the seven-yard line. Actually give him more like 5 yards, I say, down to the nine. That was Butler again. And here's the thing for Menominee. They are taking big bites on every play.
Second and five.
Big bites on every play. There is no savoring. Everything is 5, 6 yards, even the short plays. Dive play up the middle. Well, here's one that got snuffed out. Nothing on that carry for Luke Pember. It sets up a big third down and five now at their own nine. And if the Old Apes can get a stop here, you're going to force Menominee to boot the ball away from deep in their territory. So a big third down opportunity for the Old Apes here to get some field position. And no matter how confident in the running game Mike Sins is, it'd be malfeasance if he went for it on fourth down if they don't get it here. Third and five at their own nine. Pitch coming wide to the near side. This is Renner Stoll. Turns the corner. He's got the first down. Races along the numbers past the 20, out to his 25-yard line, where he's tackled there by Cooper Lease, a sophomore. But it'll be a first down for Menominee. So much for that here for the Old Aves. First and 10 for Menominee at their own 25. Hey, as I said before, the Memorial student body can always hang their head on the fact that the soccer team yesterday bulldozed Menominee here. Well, just down the road at Menominee High School. Hand off to Renner Stoll in the backfield. Renner Stoll, though, stutter steps, nowhere to go, and then he is swarmed by the Old Abes, who are right there. That'll be a loss of a couple of yards on the play.
Oh.
For the first time today, the Old Abes able to get into the backfield and able to crack the cell phone screen, if you will. A loss of a couple of yards. One of the rare times the Menominee line has not made it easy going for their running back. Second down and 12 from inside their 25. Carry goes to Butler right side. Butler, though, can't turn the edge as he is wrapped up by Abbott Jeppesen. Abbott Jeppesen, 33 tackles on the year, among the team leaders for the Old Abes. And Butler only gets a couple of yards on the play. It'll be third down and 10 at their own 26-yard line. And the last couple of runs have not come easy for the Mustangs on these. For the most part, though, today, running the ball for the Mustangs. It's been as easy as taking care of your yard when you've got a landscaper that does all the work. Third and 10, Howard under center. And whistle will blow the play dead before the snap. Flags fly, and it will be an illegal procedure. On Menominee, that'll push them back five more yards.
Moving the ball back 5 yards.
So now it becomes third down and 15 for Menominee at their own 21. Clock continues to bleed. Just over a minute remains in the first quarter. Menominee leading 13-0 in this, what is their homecoming week game. Great crowd tonight. Almost always draw great crowds here in Menominee. And again, this program really cemented as a legacy program under Joe Labuda in the 80s and the 90s. And they're trying to get back to that stature. Empty backfield in the shotgun. Howard takes a snap, throws deep far side. Leaping catch made, first down past the 40 out of the 42. Charlie Mikesell leaped up off the trampoline, high pointed the ball, and it's a first down to the 41-yard line. A gain of 20 for Menominee. They convert a third and 15. 30 seconds and counting until the end of the first quarter. Menominee will run at least one more play here. Howard in the shotgun now. He's got Butler with him. Howard will drop back the pass. Now floats a screen pass over the middle. Catch made. Blockers in front. Past the 50. Past the 45 and down to the 44 of Memorial as they set up that screen pass to Luke Bystall. It'll be first and 10 for Menominee at the Memorial 44-yard line. They've got 10 seconds to play with in the first quarter, and it looks like they're going to try to get one more play in. 5-4, Howard in the shotgun. 3-2, sends a man in motion. He's got a call for the ball, and now he'll just let the muscles relax, and that'll bring an end to the first quarter. Well, a first quarter in which you saw the Menominee Mustangs take care of business, and if Memorial's going to get back into this ball game, they've got to make some defensive plays. That's their only shot. They've got to make some defensive plays at some point. It's 13-0 in favor of Menominee. Second quarter next. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Now they're already getting bored here in Menominee. The PA guy, a cappella, is singing the John Denver hit Country Roads. We're only through one quarter and they're already getting bored here in Menominee. Menominee leads Memorial 13-0. It's Menominee ball, first and 10 from the Memorial 44-yard line as Menominee moves from left to right across your listening device, and a carry coming wide to the near side for Charlie Mikezell. He'll gain 5 yards, bring it inside the 40 to the old Abe 38-yard line. Second and five for Menominee. Oh, too many M's out there. You know, it's like if you have a brownie sundae and the brownie's too thick. Like, you don't have the right ratio of brownie to ice cream for that brownie sundae. We got too many M's here. It fills you up too much. Meanwhile, on second and five, carry up the middle will go for, 5.5 yards and a first down for Menominee at the old Abe 34-yard line. First and 10 for Menominee at the old Abe 34-yard line as Aaron Howard and this Menominee offense moving left to right. Carry up the middle for DJ Butler. He's going to be run right into a brick wall and get nothing. It'll be second and 10. This is a drive that started at their own 4-yard line, and twice they picked up third and long situations, including a third and 15.
Second down.
Butler in the backfield with Aaron Howard in the shotgun. 4 wideouts, 2 to each side. Ball on the near hash. Howard sends a man in motion, and he'll give it to Mikezell coming on the wide receiver sweep, but he's not going to be able to get the edge there as Jeppesen is there to reach in and grab the last of the Eggo waffles out of the freezer before he had a chance to get there. Nice tackle by Jeppesen. Will push Menominee back to a third and 12 at the plus 36-yard line now. Well, another third and long situation for Menominee. This will be 2-down territory, you would think, though, for Mike Sins. He's got Aaron Howard in the shotgun. Butler off to his left, 4 wideouts again. Sends a man in motion. Mikezell this time fakes the give. Howard now tries to keep it himself. He runs into the line, though, and he is face-planted onto the turf by Jeppesen. That may have been a botched-up play there. Mikezell went by, and they faked the give to him, but then it was almost like DJ Butler was expecting the ball to get handed to him, and there was a little bit of a bump in the backfield that slowed down Howard. It'll be fourth down and 10 for Menominee, and no question about it, they'll keep the offense out there with the ball at the plus 34-yard line. Kind of a no-man's land situation, well beyond any field goal effort you would try. And Menominee's going to have to burn a timeout.
Timeout.
They had three wide receivers set up to the right side, and Aaron Howard was like a mother trying to call her kids in from the backyard. He kept waving his hands, and none of the three wide receivers were moving in the motion, so somebody didn't know the play that Aaron Howard was trying to call, and Menominee will in turn use a timeout. We'll keep it here, 9:06 to go in the half. Menominee right now leads 13-0, but for the Old Abes, a big opportunity here. If they can stop Menominee on this fourth down, you get the ball back, and you start to, again, get into this game a little bit. You now start to enter the conversation. Right now, this has been entirely Menominee. They have been dictating everything. If this was a group chat, they were the ones that are constantly texting everybody. And all Memorial's been able to do is maybe throw in the occasional emoji. That is it. But if Memorial can get a stop here, oh, now all of a sudden they can begin the type. They've had to follow the lead of whatever Menominee's wanted to talk about so far. But if they can get a stop here, the Old Abes can start to talk about what they want to. Fourth and 10 for Menominee at the Old Abe 34-yard line. Howard in the shotgun. Three wideouts, two far side. Howard to pass. Three-step drop. Throws near side. Incomplete at the 20-yard line. He threw it low. Down on one knee was Liam Asher, and he couldn't scoop it up. So the Old Abe defense bends, does not break, and the Old Abes will take over at their own 34-yard line. While the Old Abes come out of the field, folks, hear great conversations with the local newsmakers, and the fact we get a couple of drinks in them only loosens up what they'll say. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series presented by Northwestern Bank. Check out the latest episode of Banker with a Beer at echometownradio.com. Gunlock in the shotgun, turns, hands the ball to Zad Johnson. Johnson, however, barely had time to get out of bed before he was already slapped across the face. A 2-yard loss, and it could have been a 3 or a 4-yard loss if he hadn't spun around a couple of defenders. So it's second down and 12 for Memorial. Hand off again to Johnson. Goes with Ray, cuts back to the left between the hash marks, wiggles his way beyond the 40 to the 41-yard line. And it'll set up a third down and manageable. Third down and 3 at their own 41-yard line. Gunlock, handoff Johnson, wide to the right side. Is not able to get the edge, however, as the Menominee Mustangs were able to extend that line out and not let him gain an inch. Luke Pember, amongst many for Menominee that led the charge. Loss of a couple of yards on the play. It'll be fourth down and 6. For the Old Abes. They keep Gunlock out there, but Gunlock usually does the punting anyway, and now he's drifting further back. So this doesn't even look like it'll be a pooch kick. Menominee not buying it, though. They don't have anybody back. And it will, oh, it's either a bad snap or a botched fake. Either way, the ball rolls out of the center's position and doesn't even get back to the punter, Gunlock, who was only 10 yards back, and the ball will be fell on, and that's where Menominee will take over at the 35. I don't know what that was there. Whoever does the snapping for Memorial, he duffed the snap, unfortunately, and we've all been there. The first tee box at 6:45 in the morning after a long night of imbibing with your friends, and that 6:45 tee time sounded like a good idea, and you send one into the pine trees. That poor snapper, he just duffed the snap. And Menominee will take over at the plus 35. Hand off to Pember. Pember is just running behind a line, an entire line of soldiers, if you will, that continue to push the Old Abes back, and that'll be an impressive 7-yard gain. That was just a wall of Menominee Mustangs pushing the Old Abes, almost insulting them, pushing them back. By the way, again, that was not a fake attempt by the Old Abes. It was just a bad snap. 7:15 left in the first half. Menominee leads 13-0. Hand off to Butler, coming to the near side. Bounces off a tackler, lunges ahead. near the first down. He needed three, and he's going to get 2.5.
Just short of the 25-yard line.
It'll be third down, less than a yard. Nose of the ball is sniffing the 25-yard line, which is where they have to get for the first down. 6:45 and counting until halftime. Howard under center, three guys in the backfield. Hand off Pember. He's got the first down and more as he will burrow his way inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Gains three, first and 10 for Menominee. And what has been a rapidly played first half because of all of the running plays that Menominee does. There have not been a lot of stoppages of play. First and 10 from the plus 23 for Menominee as they move the ball down to our right, trying to get their third touchdown of the first half. Howard, toss going to Stahl, wide to the far side. He goes to his left, cuts back to his right, along the numbers, inside the 20 to the 16-yard line, and a gain of 7, second down and 3.
Renner Stahl with the run.
Renner Stahl, senior for this Menominee team. You see, you hear us talk a lot about it when we do Regis games because they have such a depth of guys that run the ball. You have the same thing this year with Menominee, with Mike Sins. DJ Butler and Luke Pember will get the bulk of the carries, but they'll use other guys as well. And that keeps everybody fresh for what is a physical brand of football they play. Toss coming wide to the near side. Mike Saul turns the edge, inside the 10, inside the 5, angles with a pylon. He's shoved out of bounds just shy of it. A touchdown-saving shoulder tackle by Ryan Schultz sends Charlie Mike Saul flinging his way out of bounds near side, just shy of the pylon, but it will be first and goal to go for Menominee inside the 1 yard line. Mike Saul for a moment right there, he could see the glimmering lights of the city of Oz. And at the very last second, a flying monkey came through and knocked him off. the Wicked Witch came through and knocked him away at the very last second. Doesn't matter though, Luke Pember on first and goal will get the carry and kind of fall his way over the goal line. That great push from that offensive line by Menominee. There was no chance for any defensive stop for the Memorial Daves on that one. Touchdown for Luke Pember, his fourth touchdown run of the year. And Menominee out to a 19-0 lead with 5:20 play in the first half. We'll see what, they'll go for two here this time. Howard under center, stacked up backfield. Howard pitching it to DJ Butler. Butler to the goal line is swatted at the side of his body, but he falls into the end zone. Butler in for two, and it's 21-0 Menominee. All Menominee in this one. They lead 21-0 with 5:20 to play until halftime. Memorial ball when we come back. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
This is a Memorial Old Abe team that is allowing an average of 30 points per game, and so far they've allowed 21 points to the Menominee Mustangs with 5:20 to go until the end of the first half. Memorial about to get the ball back, and boy, do they desperately need some set of points to again, change the flavor of everything. To at least get some sort of taste in their mouth that they like. Kickoff here taken at the 15 by Memorial. Ben Strayer going wide to the far side, gets beyond the numbers, the 35. Got popped a couple of times, stumble, stays on his feet, and will bring himself near the 40-yard line. And Memorial will start at their own. Well, they actually mark him down at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for Memorial at their own 34. Again, these are two Big Rivers Conference schools in every sport except for football because of the realignment that went on a couple of years ago. And there'll be more realignment next year. Memorial gets their 1-4 against Menominee a few times in other sports, but Menominee's always had the edge in football. Is Aaron Gunlock, fake handoff, wanted to keep it himself, bring it to the near side, but he will be devoured after a loss of a yard, and he is slow to get up. Again, Gunlock's already the backup quarterback with Marcus Holmberg out today. Holmberg was on one knee, gets back up. He'll have to come out, though, for a play. And he'll walk under his own power to the far sideline, but it'll be second and 11. They got to bring somebody else in. This will be Oliver Vlesic, it looks like. Nope, he comes out to go into the wide receiver position. It'll be Carter Yeager. Yep, Carter Yeager in for at least this play. Second down and 11. Yeager gives it to Johnson, goes to his right, cuts back to his left, but he's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage. As Ed Dowd was again there to, yeah, Ed Dowd took all of the peanuts out of the bowl at the bar table. And it'll be third down and long. Gunlock back in. Third down and 11 from their own 33-yard line. Late in the first half, Menominee leads 21-0. Gunlock takes the snap. Gunlock barely has a chance to even chatter his teeth. Three Menominee Mustangs drop him for a loss of 10. He got the ball and barely had enough time to have the synapses between his hands and his brain connect the fact that he had the ball in his hands before three Menominee Mustangs ended up just eating him alive for a lengthy loss. And the Old Abes will be out there to punt. This has been a woeful performance for the Old Abes. Woeful in all aspects. Gunlock to punt. He'll send a wobbly punt that'll come near side, bounce at the Menominee 40 and kick out of bounds. And Menominee will take over. They'll mark it out of bounds at their own 32. 3:40 left until halftime. Menominee all over Memorial 21-0. And the disparity in the physicality is amazing. It is amazing. The disparity in the talent level and the physicality between these two schools. And again, none of it is surprising other than the fact it has remained this way for going on 40 years. And it's not all about the fact that, well, you know, Menominee kids play football longer. This is more of a football school. I mean, that doesn't explain the sheer level of dominance. First and 10 from their own 32. Howard, toss coming to the near side for DJ Butler. That's the short side of the field, but Butler's able to squirm his way on the short side of the field to still get 5 yards. Mike Sins, head coach for Menominee, a Menominee grad himself. But not that long ago, just before COVID, was the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes, and really Mike Sins was the last time the Old Abes were at a competitive level on the football field. And off the runner stole. There was a hole that opened up on the left side of that line, but it quickly coagulated. Only got a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 4 at their own 38. 3:15 left until halftime. The Old Abes' biggest issue is that they just aren't strong enough. They're getting blown off the ball on both the offensive and defensive lines of scrimmage. Third down and 4 for Menominee. Howard under center. Pitch coming to Butler, wide to the near side, turns the edge. He's got the first down, past the 40 to the 45, and is pushed out of bounds near the 50. First down for Menominee.
First and 10, Mustangs.
Earlier tonight, by the way, the undercard. We had an undercard today. don't always get that in football like you do in, say, basketball and in hockey and some other sports. But they had a JV game, and the Menominee JV squad ran that one, won that one going away as well. Pitch coming to Renner Stoll. Wide, off tackle near side, turns the edge past the numbers in the plus territory, and then is shoved out of bounds, standing up at the 45. He gained 5 yards. Second down and 5 for Menominee. And they're wearing out that near side of the field. What is that, 4 straight plays that have been toss plays that have gone wide to the right side of the line of scrimmage? The short side of this field. Mike Sins and his offense, they're like that one buddy you have that plays Madden that just keeps running the same play over and over again. He used to be able to be successful doing that in the old Madden. Howard to pass, play action, fires over the middle. Catch made inside the 30-yard line. Threw it over the middle and found Luke Bystall, the senior wide receiver who had set himself up between the defenders inside the 30, made the catch at his belly button as he was falling down to his rump. And it'll be first and 10 for Menominee at the plus 29-yard line. Howard under center again. Stacked up backfield behind him. Pitch to Stoll, running near side, past the hash marks to the 20, cuts back inside to the 15, and is dropped from behind at the 11-yard line. Nice tackle by Jake Loken, the senior, but another big gain on the ground for Menominee, and they will have first and 10 at the 12-yard line. First and 10 from the 12 for Menominee. Hand off Pember, right middle, over the center position. He'll bulldoze his way past the 5 and get down to the 4-yard line. Menominee wasting no time. They keep hitting that Pember skip ad button on the YouTube video. They're wasting no time all night. You know exactly what they're going to do. They have no time for fools, if you will. They know what they want. They want to see that cat video. They want to see that airplane video. They're up to the line, they hit the skip ad button, and it's going to be basic stuff. Run, 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 the occasional play action pass. None of this is surprising, but it's been so effective. Second down and 2 from the 5, handoff to Pember, and Pember's just going to go the whole 5 yards into the end zone. Another touchdown for Menominee. Pember's got his second of the evening, and it's 27-0 Menominee with exactly 1 minute to play until halftime. Well, Butler scored the first 2 touchdowns. Pember has scored the last 2 on the ground for Menominee. And none of the scoring plays have been a big highlight reel play. They've all been the finishing touch, if you will, the searing to what were long drives on the ground. Everett Paulson on for the extra point, and he'll drill it through with the right leg. Paulson successful with the extra point, makes it 28-0 Menominee. 28-0 Menominee with 1 minute to go until the end of the first half. Memorial gets the ball one more time at the end of the half. When we come back, this is Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
All Menominee in this one. Scott Montesano with you on this Friday night from UW Stout, where Menominee has, for all but a couple of years in their 150-year existence of high school football, played their home games It's all Menominee in this one. They lead 28-0 over the Memorial Old Apes. Kickoff to the Old Apes. Ben Strayer passed his own 15. Can he get to his 20 between the hash marks? Yep. Does get there before he is pinned. First and 10 for Memorial at their own 20. And we'll see what they elect to do here. With they do have three timeouts, but they've shown no inkling that they've been able to move the football at all against Menominee. 28-0, Menominee leads. Kids will be shaking their hips a little bit more during the homecoming dance here in Menominee with the way the football team has been playing tonight. Gunlock snap, throws the Zach Johnson out of the backfield. A little quick running back pitch and catch. Goes wide far side, gains a couple of yards. It'll be second down in the long. Clock continues to bleed, 35-34. Menominee has to run more play. They ran that play there. I would just think they're going to hand it off here to Zach Johnson, see maybe if he breaks one through. Well, no, Gunlock's going to pass, rolling far side. Now he's going to try to run it himself. He's going to be dragged out of bounds, shy of the first down marker.
With the keeper.
Gained a couple of yards more. It'll be second down and three with 22 seconds left. Gunlock rolled to his right. Well, he's a lefty, though, so he's running against his momentum, which makes it very difficult for him to heave a pass when he did that. Now he'll hand it off to Zach Johnson, right side. He'll truck over a defender, roll over him for a first down to the 31-yard line. First and 10 for Memorial at their own 31. Clock will briefly stop, and now it'll restart. Final 15 seconds, you would think, will tick away here. Memorial does not have to run a play, nor do they show much interest. Now they're lined up, 5-4. Gunlock has guys ready, calls for the ball. Last play until the end of the half. Gunlock rolling near side, looking. Heaves it just out of bounds. And that's how the first half will come to a conclusion. All Menominee Mustangs in this one. Thorough domination on the ground, and for the Memorial Old Apes, one of their strong suits has been the passing game of Marcus Holmberg this year. He, though, on the bench in street clothes, unable to play today. So it's been a tough one for the Old Apes in this one. They don't have their best offensive weapon, and Menominee, their strength is on the ground and their physicality. It's been a tough matchup overall for the Old Apes. We're through one half of football, all Menominee in this one. They lead by a score of 28-0. We'll come back, reset things for you. We'll also check in and see how things are going for the Eau Claire North Huskies tonight. They're at home against D.C. Everest for what is Eau Claire North's homecoming. We'll update you on that game and other things as well. Again, 28-0, Menominee leads at the break. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for the halftime update featuring a recap of the game, highlights, and an interview. For a complete schedule of more upcoming broadcasts, visit echometownradio.com.
Loved one owns a gun, and you're concerned about their behavior. You're worried they might harm themselves or others. You wish more than anything you could hit pause on this situation. In Illinois, a firearm restraining order does just that. In extreme cases, this order temporarily prevents a person in crisis from having a firearm, giving them time to heal before they do something dangerous. Learn more at illinois.gov/pause to heal. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health, Brady and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we join you from Williams Stadium here on the campus of UW Stout. Scott Montesano with you. High school football action. It's all Menominee Mustangs, though, as they are routing the Memorial Old Abes by a score of 28-0. In Memorial's defense, and there's plenty to point at that are some systemic issues with Memorial that are being highlighted tonight. But in their defense right now, all right, they're trying to play this game, and their phone isn't fully charged. All right, it's like they're trying to go on a trip, and their phone isn't fully charged. You and I know how that is. They don't have their regular quarterback in Marcus Holmberg, and while Aaron Gunlock was the quarterback last year, he's not been the quarterback this season, and you throw him in against a very physical defense in the Menominee Mustangs, and just the overall change sometimes throws things off as well for everybody. So for the Old Abes, they didn't come here at 100%. They came here again without a fully charged phone. They didn't feel comfortable. That's the key thing. When you make a change like that at quarterback because of what clearly is an injury, you don't feel comfortable. No matter how much you may try to talk yourself into being confident, you don't feel comfortable. You keep looking at your phone, if you will, you keep using that analogy, and you see it's down to 30% power, down to 25% power, and you're constantly feeling, oh, when's that power going to expire? That's what you're thinking about. You're not focusing on the task that is at hand. So it's been all Menominee in this one, 28-0, making for a happy homecoming for them as they try to sear this one off. Speaking of searing things off, as we recap the scoring in this one, that's the best way of describing the scoring plays for Menominee in this game. There hasn't been that big highlight play where they ran for 30 yards or a 35-yard pass or anything like that. In fact, all of their touchdown plays came from 5 yards in or out, but they came at the end of lengthy drives in which they did the bulk, if not all of it, entirely on the ground. So again, they've been a stake offense today. Simple, efficient. You know what it's going to be. Nobody is surprised by it. It's just been a plop down sirloin steak, and it is filled up Menominee tonight. And again, they have seared off these lengthy drives tonight very, very well. Menominee got on the board right away with the very first drive of the game that was capped off with a one-yard touchdown run by D.J. Butler. Extra point by Everett Paulson was good, and it was 7-0. Then Memorial, on their first drive, threw an interception. Again, if Memorial was going to pull off the upset tonight, winning the turnover battle was something they were going to have to do. Well, they threw an interception right away. A few plays later, Menominee would cash in on it with a four-yard touchdown run by D.J. Butler, and it was 13-0 Mustangs following a missed extra point. 13-0 in favor of Menominee with 6:05 to go until the end of the first quarter. It stayed that way until there was just over 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Luke Pember would finish off another drive for the Mustangs with a one-yard touchdown plunge. Two-point conversion was good, and it was 21-0 in favor of Menominee. And then with 1 minute left,